The Osgood File. This is Dave Ross, and for Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network. How do you know the budget situation in this country is truly dire? I'll tell you how. When the U.S. Senate actually votes against a farm subsidy. More after this. Politicians go to Congress spouting all sorts of economic philosophies, but the one thing that's sacred is the family farm. Congress will find any excuse to prop up farms. Even members who would ordinarily consider subsidies a symptom of creeping socialism will make an exception for farm subsidies. And the subsidy for corn-based ethanol carried a double political benefit because, in addition to subsidizing farmers, it was helping to make America energy independent. Except that it didn't. Ethanol from corn turned out to be not only expensive, but by some calculations, actually wasted more energy than it saved. In the end, the ethanol subsidy hasn't made gas cheaper. It hasn't made us energy independent. It's only made corn and all the other things that depend on corn more expensive. And last week, the U.S. Senate, where farm states have the most political power, voted by a filibuster-proof majority, 73-27, to end the ethanol subsidy. And while the measure isn't close to becoming law yet, the vote sent a signal that money is so tight that even farm subsidies are on the table. Oil analyst Phil Flynn says the ethanol industry has had 30 years to turn a profit on its own, and that's enough.
This industry is big enough to take the training wheels off. You know, why do they need a 45 to 50 cent a gallon credit, you know, just to do their business?
But in Illinois, where farmer Paul Taylor has been getting double the usual price for his corn crop, well, guess how he feels.
I think it's a blow to Americans' corn farmers. The impact it could have on our bottom line is anything we do to reduce demand ultimately reduces our price.
But even he can see the time is running out. He's just hoping that if the subsidy has to disappear, it won't disappear all at once. Now, about those oil company subsidies. The Osgood File, Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. The Osgood File, Monday, June 20th, 2011.